The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
We begin Bezer Hashem, Shabbos, Kuf Mem Dalet, Amen Beis. Even though we learned yesterday that to squeeze Eisim Vanovim for its mashke, for its juice, would be Asa Mideraisa, and to squeeze Tusim Rimeinim, fruits, which some people do squeeze for its juice, would be Asa Midrabbanan. The Gemara here on Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis brings, in the name of Shmuel, a heter to squeeze fruits for its juice. And that would be if one is squeezing them into food, into a kedera. Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Seichid Adam Eshkol Shalanavim, person could squeeze even a cluster of grapes, the Seicha Kedera, into a pot, as she says, Shal Tav Shal Lesaknei. One wants to make the food better in the pot, and therefore squeezing juice into it, that's mutter. Avalei Lesecha Kara, into a plate, which means an empty plate, that would be usher, and the place can speak out, even if afterward you wanted to put that juice into food, would still be usher, because for the time being, it is just for its juice. This is a halacha that is paskind in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Chof, Siv Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Mutter Lischer Eshkel Anovim Lusek Kedei Sheish Patavshel, Kedei Lusakhan Eichel, that it's mutter to squeeze any type of fruit, even zeitzim and oven, which are usually asim drabbanan. The Bialocha says, even if these were aimed le mashke, they were actually brought in to be juiced, they're still mutter now to be squeezed into eichel. And the reason is because it's coming the sakein ha-eichel. The rationale for this halacha, Rashi explains, because we don't view this as the mashke, we don't view this as juice coming out, rather we view it as oichel coming out. It's kemafet oichel me oichel. As we explained yesterday, Shir, the concept behind schita has to be that you create a new entity. You had oichel first, and now you've created mashke. However, if this mashke is going directly to be mesaken oichel, to fix out or to help some food product, we don't view that as a juice, but we rather view it as the food itself, and therefore it's not considered schita. It's kemafet oichel me oichel. In Simen Tov Kuf Hei in Hilchos Yom Tov, we find an added heter, or an added variation of this heter of Seichid Adam Eshka L'Seicha Kedera. There the Mechaber writes that it's also lachlev behema on Yom Tov, it's also to milk an animal on Yom Tov. However, to milk it into a Kedera Shel Tashel, Kedela Saknei, or to put it into a Kedera Sheyesh Bei Pirurin, V'Hachol of Nivla Bohem, is also mutter. If there's food in the Kedera, in the pot, and the juice is going directly into the food and being absorbed into the food, that is also mutter. For the similar svara, that since it's going directly into food, we view it as just Uchla Meyuchla, separating food from food, and not considered creating a new entity of juice. So it comes out two different heterim. The first heter is to squeeze it into food, kedei lasaken. Over there, it would seem clear that you don't have to have it absorbed into the food. For example, if one wanted to squeeze a lemon onto salad, even though the lemon juice coming out does not get absorbed into the vegetables in the salad, the lettuce in the salad, nonetheless, since it's coming to be mesaken la'ichel, since it's coming to make the oichel tastes better, we view it as already part of the oichel, and it's only oichel me'oichel. An additional heter would be, if it's being squeezed directly onto food and being absorbed into the food, then even if it's not coming to help out the food, it's still going to be mutter. According to the Mishnah Brura, in Simen Tav Kuf Hei, it has to be that roiv of the mashke is nivla, is absorbed into the oichel. That's sufficient to be matter that case. And the Chazinish in Erechaim Simen Nedvav Sivkon Aleph says it has to be that all of the mashke is absorbed into the food. The Ksesa Shulchan from Ravram Chaim Noah and Simen Kuf Chavav Sivkon Yudches points out that according to all Shitas, it would be also to do Harama. One cannot decide to squeeze a lot of juice into food, or really he just wants the excess juice, and that would be harama, which would be asr. The Bialocha points out that if one is squeezing the fruit into only liquid, that would be asr. It has to be the one squeezing it into oichel. What if you have a case where you have partially a tavshel and partial roitiv? For example, in a chalent, if it would be a case you wanted to squeeze some fruit into a chalent or a dish like that, that you had partially food and partially oichel. So there the Shvitzes HaShabbos in Meleches Dosh, in the Berachovis Ois Pehei, he says it would depend, it depends what the ikar is. If the ikar is the oichel, then it would be mutter. If the ikar is the roitiv, the sauce, the juice, then it would be asr. How do you know what the ikar, what the tufa would be? So he says you would go based on the halachas of brachas. If you would make the bracha based on the food, then it would have a din of the food. If you make a bracha based on the mashke, it would have a din of the mashke, and then it would be asr. Now this halacha has great ramifications for a different halacha brought in Shulchan Aruch Simin Shinchav, Sivav, and that is the din of squeezing lemons. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simin Shinchav, Muta Lischait Limainis. It is Muta to squeeze lemons. Apparently, the Shulchan Aruch, even in his times, permitted squeezing lemons, even to drink their juice. However, this is not so simple. If you look in the Beis Yosef on this halacha, really brings a tshuva sarash, where the Rush was asked, is a mutter to squeeze lemons? And that the Rush answered, that since it's not the derech to squeeze lemons for its juice, but rather only for the purpose of eating, one would just squeeze lemon to have lemon juice to dip their food in, therefore it's never considered a mashke, it's never considered something that you want to squeeze for the juice, and therefore it will be mutter. That's what the Rush paskened. On that, the Beis Yosef said that it would seem that if the derech was that people do squeeze it even for its mashke, even to drink the juice, not just to be as a dip for food, then indeed it would be also to have the same din as tusim v'rimayinim, which is also midrabanan to squeeze, because some people do squeeze it for its juice. Based on that fact and that conclusion from the Rosh, the Beis Yosef is matmiyah. He wonders, how could it be that the minig in Mitzrayim, the custom in Egypt was that people used to squeeze lemons into their mashke, they used to squeeze lemons into juice, and how could that be if the dinis tus remainim is aser to squeeze? And why isn't it that the Chachamim did not protest this behavior? On that, the Beis Yosef gives two possible terutzim, two possible limud zchus for the practice they did in Mitzrayim. Either he says, you could say that since people do not drink the lemon juice by itself, but only with some other mashke, and a taruvus of mashke, therefore it cannot have a status of mashke by itself, and it's mutter to squeeze the lemon juice. Since it doesn't have the, since it's too tart to be able to drink by itself, and it is only drunk with putting other liquids in it, therefore the lemons don't have a din of a mashke, and it's mutter to squeeze. That's one possible teretz. The second teretz, the Beis Yosef says, is that since you always squeeze the lemon juice directly into mashke, that's the reason it doesn't have a din of a mashke. In other words, it's only an isser to squeeze fruits when you squeeze them and get the juice by itself, and then you mix them into other mashke. But if you, whenever you squeeze a fruit, you always squeeze it directly into something else, then maybe therefore it's not considered tzchita, not considered juice, mashke, and therefore it's mutter. We see that the Beis Yosef is going in the shita of the Rif and the Rosh we mentioned the other day, that when you have shar peiros which don't have the din of mashke, that the juice that comes out of it does not have a halakhic status of juice, it's mutter to squeeze it out even when your intent is to get the juice. But here with the clause that has to be either the fact that since you don't drink it by itself, merely in a taruvus of other juices, or when you squeeze it, you always squeeze it directly into other juices. Then the Beis Yosef brings the sheet of the Shebeil HaLeket. The Shebeil HaLeket brings two opinions on the matter of squeezing lemons, those that are matir and those that are aser. Those that are matir hold that lemons indeed has a din of shar peiros. Like the Gemara mentioned earlier on the daf to Kuf Mem Daled, that when it's shar mashkim, it is mutter to squeeze it. And the reason is because even if you're squeezing it, you're only doing it lamata kapri, you're only doing it to get some of the juice out to make the fruit taste sweeter, and not for the purpose of the mashke. That's how the Shebel HaLeket explains the Das HaMatirin. Comes out, according to all these shittas that we just mentioned, that according to the Rush, nowadays, there would be no heter to squeeze lemons. Why? Because nowadays, indeed, it is the derek to squeeze the lemons for its juice. Not like in the times of the Rush, where no one squeezed it for that. The same would be according to the Shebel HaLeket. The Shebel HaLeket was saying that the heter is because people only squeeze it lamata kapri, to be able to sweeten the fruit by getting rid of some of the juice. And that's not the case nowadays either. So according to the Rush, it will be also to squeeze lemons. According to the Shebel HaLeket, it will be also to squeeze lemons. What we're left with then is the two terutzim, the two limudei schusim of the Beis Yosef to explain the practice that was done in Mitzrayim and why the Chachamim were not meicha, did not protest such behavior. Based on that, maybe we can be matarit. But he gave two terutzim. According to the Teretz, that the lemon is squeezed directly into other juices. So nowadays also we wouldn't have that heter, because nowadays they squeeze lemons and they squeeze it directly as the paste can bring down, they squeeze it into many, many barrels just to have lemon juice. So that heter we also don't have, because nowadays also lemons are squeezed just for the juices and only afterwards mixed. So then we only remain with the other possible terrors of the Beis Yosef, that lemons cannot be considered a mashke, cannot be considered a juice to be over the melacha of schita, because lemon juice is never eaten or drunk by itself, but rather always mixed with something else. So then we have to know if that is the Beis Yosef's main terrors that he was basing it on. What really comes out, a big tamiya. Why did the Beis Yosef here in Shulchan Aruch say mutal lischeid lemons? If indeed we see that it really was a major discussion in the Beis Yosef, indeed not simple at all. According to the Rush, it should be usher. It would seem like it would have been like that in the times of the Beis Yosef. And according to Shebel HaLeket, it's usher. And even the Beis Yosef was unclear what the reason is. So for here we have to know an important concept in Bechlal learning Shulchan Aruch. And this, the Shvisas HaShabbos here, Meleches Dosh brings down in Sefkot Mem Zayin. He brings an important sma. In the Sefer Meir Sanayim, in his Akdoma to Chay Shemishpat, in Divrei Maskil V'Achamishi, he writes that when one learns the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef took it for granted that one was going to learn already the Torah and the Beis Yosef, and see the Beis Yosef's position and his opinion on all matters that the Torah wrote, and then only after that he wrote the Shulchan Aruch lezikaren, just as a sort of way of remembering things, to be able to chazer it over quickly. But certainly the Beis Yosef took it for granted and understood that people were not passing directly from the Shulchan Aruch, but rather based on the limud of Torah and Beis Yosef. So then, why did the Beis Yosef write it that way? That could be, since it was only meant to be a zikaron ba'alma, it was meant to be sort of a shorthand halacha, so sometimes he just took the lashon of the Gemara, sometimes he just took the lashon of the Rambam, or sometimes he just put a halacha simply, even though, in the end of the day, that would not be necessarily the final halacha. So now we have to determine which one of the terutzim in the Beis Yosef, for why it was permitted to squeeze lemons, is the Ikka Teretz. Is it the first Teretz that since lemons are not drunk by itself, but rather they are always mixed with a taruvah, so that's the heter, they're not called the mashke? Or is it because they're always squeezed into other mashke, directly into the mashke, never squeezed for juice by itself? And here it seems to be a machlokes between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. The Taz says that really the main Teretz is like the Shebel HaLeket, and the reason why it's mutter to squeeze lemons is because no one really squeezes it by themselves. Based on that, we would not have a heter, because it seems from the Taz that he's going with Shitas Rashi, that if someone does squeeze the Shar Peiros for its mashke, it has a din of achshavinu, that you're considering it a juice, and therefore if one squeezes it by itself, it would be asur. Mashengin the lemons when you're squeezing into other mashke. The Magen Avraham is not clear how he holds, because he brings both of the svaras of the Beis Yosef, and he's not machriya. Lamaisa, the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Shin Chaf, Sivkan Chaf Beis, says that we have to be Chayshish for the second teretz of the Beis Yosef, and therefore, if it's not being squeezed directly into other mashke, there will be a concern, there will be usher to squeeze lemons, and since nowadays they squeeze lemons, lechavias, to many barrels filled just with lemon juice, therefore it will be usher to squeeze lemons just by itself. According to the Chayyadim, he seems to pass, and there will be usher even medairaisa. But the Mishneh Berurah seems to say that then will be like tusim remainim, that since people do squeeze them, and according to one teretz of the Beis Yosef, the only reason we mutter to squeeze lemons is because it goes directly into other mashke. Nowadays, that's not the case, and therefore, it would be usher to squeeze lemons, says the Mishneh Berurah. The common case of this, if one wanted to squeeze a lemon into one's tea on Shabbos, assuming there's no problem of bishul, the problem here about schita, squeezing it, the lemon into the tea. So as we mentioned before, to squeeze it directly into mashke would be usher. So the Eitz is, says the Mishneh Berurah, one would have to squeeze the lemon to get its juice into sugar, a spoonful of sugar, and squeeze the lemon onto that, and then put that into the tea. The Chazon Ish in Arachayim Simen Udvav Sivkan Zayin argues with the Mishneh Berurah. He says that would not be mutter to squeeze it onto sugar and then put it into the tea. Because since his whole kavanah is then to put it after putting it into the sugar, then to put it into the tea, which is a mashke, you have to view it already now as if someone is squeezing it already into mashke. He's really squeezing the lemon into his tea, but he's just doing it in a two-step process. The Kseis HaShulchan brings from the Tzemach Tzedek that he also says it's Aser, but he's not clear why the Tzemach Tzedek would say it's Aser. Is it because of the reason of Chazon Ish, because since it's going into Mashke, it already has the din of Mashke right now? Or possibly the reason is because since it's not necessary for the sugar, therefore it can't be considered as if you're squeezing it into food, and it's only squeezing it into the tea. A slightly different reason than the Chazon Ish is giving. This is a machlokes between the Mishneh Berurah and the Chazon Ish, whether you're allowed to squeeze lemon into the sugar and then put the sugar into the tea. I would just end with a tzarachin, as we mentioned at the outset of the shir, that in Hilchus Yamdim, Simin Tov Kuf Hei, the Mechaber there brought two heterim for squeezing oichel, squeezing mashke into oichel. One was it lasakin ha'oichel, if it's coming to help out the food, that's one heter, and then it doesn't have to be absorbed in. The other heter is that if it's being absorbed directly into food, then that itself is also a heter of squeezing, even if it's not coming to help out the food. And therefore it should seem certainly mutter to squeeze it onto the sugar because it gets absorbed directly into the sugar. Still, we saw the Chazon Ish held that was usher, because since after that it's going into a mashke, he considered it being squeezed into a mashke and therefore said it is usher.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.